And we always thank you for accessing the show, no matter what platform it may happen to be. It could be on that WWW thing, that World Wide Web all the kids are talking about. That's at KGMI.com. Also, the old-fashioned AM dial at 790 AM. And, we're on the FM as well as 96.5 FM. I'm Bill Davis, your host here on Community Connection, welcoming back to the microphones. Kevin, can I say you're an old friend of mine now?
Yes,
we've spent lots of time together in the studio. Kevin Avery, she's a social worker at Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center. And can I be the first to say happy holidays to you, or has somebody else done that?
I think you're the first. It's December. It's early in December.
We're in December. It is happy holidays. We've got. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was great. How was yours?
I filled up. I'm vegetarian, so I filled up on lentil loaf. I didn't have any turkey, and everybody says I'm missing out. But we had a great one too. Thank you for asking. Let's talk a little bit about the organization that you work for, the Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center. For those who may be joining us for the first time, they say, well, that's a long title for what type of business? What do you guys do?
Well, we are a day program located in Linden. Mm-hmm. We offer exercise, cognitive stimulation, socialization, and nursing oversight for adults who feel they might benefit from some of that. Mm-hmm. We're located in Linden at a beautiful facility with a courtyard. And the facility itself was built specifically for this service, these clients that we serve.
It kind of has that new center smell to it, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. Equipped with everything that an adult day health center would need. Mm-hmm. And even though we're located in Linden, we are very accessible. We have transportation to Blaine, Everson, Linden, and we do have transportation for folks who live in Bellingham, thanks to WTA.
Oh, excellent. So you're all over the place, which is nice. It sounds like access from just about anywhere.
That's right.
Let's talk about your organization, the business. Oh, by the way, can they go to the website and see pictures?
Yes,
courtyard and everything?
Yeah, we do have pictures on our website. Mm-hmm. Our website's www.nwadultdayhealth.com. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to see some of the fun activities that we do, I would encourage people to visit our Facebook page. We upload videos and photos of the fun stuff and therapeutic stuff that we do there.
You are all social media ready, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah, you're all over the place. You talked about helping adults maintain their abilities. Let's, if it's okay with you, can we delve into that in detail? How do you guys do that? How do you help adults do that?
Yeah, well, research shows that an active lifestyle can delay the decline of various conditions, including dementia. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people don't realize. And we do that by engaging our participants in cognitive stimulation groups to keep their brains active. We have exercise programs for people of all abilities to keep them strong and fit. And then there's the socialization piece. And if people sit at home and they have no socialization or stimulation of any kind, they lose their abilities. So we really want to maintain everybody's abilities in all the ways that we do that at Adult Day Health.
Yeah, that makes sense. We are speaking with Kevin Avery. She's a social worker at Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center. When you talk about maintaining their abilities, and I guess, the folks there have to make progress. Do you have a way to track that?
We do. So after someone begins our program, they have a full occupational therapy assessment. They have a nursing assessment and a cognitive assessment. And those results get put into basically a baseline progress report that we then share with families. And over time,
you have a paradigm and metrics, I bet, to deal with.
Yeah. Sure. And so we have a baseline for the person coming into our program, and then we update that progress report regularly and update the families as well about how their loved one's doing in the program, and we hope to see maintaining of abilities, if not improvement.
Mm-hmm. So, I imagine when you show those to the family, that's very encouraging.
It is. It really shows the family everything that we're doing with their loved one. Mm-hmm. We're not just providing... we're not just keeping an eye on them.
Right.
We're keeping them engaged in therapeutic activities that help maintain their independence and their abilities.
Well, we were talking about families a minute ago and how, when you track your client's progress, it's very nice for the families to see that. Can you tell me with your organization, how is it beneficial for those families? Or maybe I'm sure there's some family caregivers to deal with as well.
Yeah. So, really, there are two participants that we serve. We serve the person who's engaged in our program, the person who's trying to maintain their independence and their abilities, and then we have the family caregiver that we really try to support as well. So both of them benefit from the program. the participant benefits because they have all of their needs met in one fun place. And the caregiver benefits because they get the important respite time that mm-hmm. they need in their life, while keeping in mind that their loved one's in a facility where they're safe and they're having all their needs met mm-hmm. by professionals. But we also have family caregiver support groups that we offer 3 times a month solely to support the caregiver and their unique needs.
They do have unique needs. But personally, my wife and I are going through a situation like that. And most, you know, eventually, probably most people do, especially if you are a family caregiver. I guess it's pretty important for them to get a break every now and then, isn't it?
It is crucial.
Yeah.
It is very important. Respite time is crucial for self-care. And if caregivers don't get respite, their own health begins to decline, and it limits their ability to provide quality care to their loved one. I read a quote that really stuck out with me, and this is something I'd love all caregivers to hear, is that self-care means giving your loved one the best of you instead of the rest of you.
Nice.
And if caregivers are constantly giving all of themselves to the person they care for, mm-hmm. nobody really wins. And so we really want people to start the program sooner rather than later so we can support them when they're both doing pretty well. We want to keep them there. So
sounds like a tricky balance that you try to achieve there. How's the feedback from the family caregivers that have enrolled in your program?
Overall, it's excellent. We get great feedback from family caregivers who choose to enroll their loved one in the program. I often hear caregivers say, I don't know what I would do without your program. Mm-hmm. And actually, just last week, we picked up on a medical change of one of our clients, and our staff immediately explained to the client's daughter what changes that each of us had noticed mm-hmm. And why we felt it was important that the client be seen by a physician. The daughter then knew that she needed to seek specialized medical attention for her mother, and she later stated, you provided so much care and insight into my mom and her condition and changes, and I'm amazed at how much you all care about your clients. It was a testimony to how your team works daily for each client. And that really stuck with us. That's mm-hmm. what we aim for.
Yeah, sounds like it. A lot of people sit on the fence on this. A lot of people wait sometimes too long, mm-hmm. I would think. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crucial, probably, that they sign up sooner than later. Would mm-hmm. you agree with that and expand on that a little bit?
I would agree with that. The reason I agree with that is because, like I had said earlier, we want to maintain strength, endurance, and independence. And mm-hmm. if people come to us sooner, we have a better chance of doing that. And we actually have an even better chance of helping them improve in a lot of ways mm-hmm. with whatever a condition they might have. And so I always just think, why wait?
Yeah.
You know, if you wait too long, then we're limited in what we can provide. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes caregivers are coming to us already burnt out, and we want to try to avoid that.
Yeah.
So we hope people come to us sooner so we can support them when they're in a good place, so
well,
we can keep
the
them
listeners
there.
Want to come to you sooner right now, so let's point them in the right direction. How would they sign up for the program?
So basically, if anyone is interested in coming and checking us out, mm-hmm. They would just give me a call at 360-306-3031, extension 2, and we can get them set up with a tour, a free 3-hour trial, which we're offering right now, or I can walk them through the enrollment process. And I really try to take the burden off of them when
sure.
enrolling in the program. I do everything so that they don't have to.
And let's send them also to the website again.
Yep, our website is www.nwadultdayhealth.com.
And you're also on Facebook?
We are on Facebook.
You can see the videos there as well, right?
That's right. Search Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center, and you mm-hmm. can see fun videos and pictures as well as helpful tips.
Will you do me a favor? Come back and visit again?
I will.
Nice. Always good seeing you.
You too.
Kevin Avery, social worker with the Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center. We will continue with Community Connection here in just a minute. KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.